Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Drew Garabo live for a Monday. Don't forget, our Apple a Day brunch is on sale. You can get your tickets at theboneonline.com. A little bit different from last year in that you're able to reserve your seats now instead of calling for a reservation to you at all through the website. You can reserve a table with a couple of other people. You can have a whole room if you want to. It's at Eddie V's. Thanks to everybody over at Eddie V's for helping that happen, too. I got to be honest with you. Eddie V's is one of my favorite special occasion restaurants in the area, and this is going to be the most special of occasions. Brunch at Eddie V's with the opportunity to have all the money go to Apple a Day, which provides iPads for kids who are undergoing chemotherapy treatments. It's a magnificent cause, and this event, I think, was a signature event for us last year. Another signature event we're doing, and apologies that they're on top of each other. It's just the way we are. Prom goes on sale this Thursday as we fill in for the Mike Calta show in the morning.
Yeah.
Man, what a weird week it's going to be,
It is very weird. No, it's going to be an awesome week.
Oh, I know. I like switching things up.
Yeah, we're going to announce the prom Thursday morning, sell out by Thursday afternoon, and then focus on just raising a ton of money for Apple a Day this month.
I love what you have to say. So get your brunch tickets now. I know a lot of you have already, and I do appreciate that. I can't even tell you how much I appreciate that. And I guarantee you we'll see and talk to everyone who's at the brunch like we did last year.
By the way, let me put this out there. The prom that we're having on June 8th is 21 and up. Someone asked me if they can bring their children to it.
No children, no. I mean, that's no more appropriate of a place to bring your kid than the Flavor Fest was. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
I had my baby there. Count that as kid.
I'm having some fun with
friendly.
It. Keith, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Buckles loves kids.
I know.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, dude.
I wasn't here 6 years ago when you went on the air.
Me either.
But Jacob seems to be pretty good with his memories.
Seems to be. Is he really?
Unless you went on the air on a Thursday.
Maybe
in April,
I did.
In 2012.
Maybe
well,
I did.
Well, if you did, then you're right. But
yeah.
You said Monday.
Yeah.
And the 19th was not on Monday, on the 12th.
Yeah, April, I'll be honest with you.
Just saying.
No, I'll be honest with you. I think Jacob's right in this one. I know we made the announcement on the 19th or whatever, but I think that we didn't start the show until the 23rd.
But we had the anniversary show.
Okay. What?
We had the anniversary show. All those people called in and said all those nice things about you
and told all their favorite
memories.
I know. It was all a lie, John. I'm sorry. It was all pointless. It was all self-serving. It was gratuitous. It was a lie. I'm sorry.
You could say it was Throwback Thursday.
It was all on purpose.
No, it was. No, I can't. I'm an honest guy. And Keith, it was all a lie. I'm sorry. Sorry I lied to you and everybody else out there. I'm sorry I got into it with Jacob. I was wrong, and I am sorry, and I was lying. Thank you.
That's it. I'm going to Scotty Davis.
And if Jacob listened to the show, he would know that he was right.
He doesn't.
I know.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Sorry to Jacob, and I hope he can. Well, he's not listening anyway. He doesn't listen to our
Somebody tell Scotty Davis we're sorry and we're wrong and relay that message.
It's too funny. So, okay, on a 420 show, I had this on the board, but we had so much going on that I never got to it. And I was really not mad at myself, but disappointed all weekend because I thought it was really good for a 420 show. But then again, maybe you need a 420 topic on Monday, 423, to kind of really get your blood going a little bit. Because Thrillist, the website Thrillist, came out with a list of the 100 most underrated junk food snacks of all time. The most underrated, not your favorite snack food, but the ones that kind of percolate below the surface and don't quite get the props that they deserve. For example, I know you'll love this, Seth. Number four, bagel chips.
Ooh.
Bagel chips.
I don't even know if I've had a bagel chip in my life.
Oh, they're good.
Oh, bagel chips. Wait. What's
a bagel chip?
What's a bagel chip? It's like a little chip, except it's made kind of out of a flat part of a bagel.
I don't like it.
Is it a thick chip?
It's a thicker chip. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I've seen those, but I don't know anything about those.
You don't FUX with those?
That's a baguette. That's a toast point.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a circular toast point.
Well, I mean, there's nothing bagel about it.
Well, that's a bagel chip. It's not quite a bagel. It's a bagel chip. It's a good snack. It came in at number four.
At number four?
Number four. It said they're overshadowed by tortilla chips and pita chips, but they're good on their own or dipped in some spinach and artichokes.
This list is a joke.
This list is not a joke.
How about a pretzel chip? I put a pretzel chip over a bagel chip any day of the week.
Pretzel chip's okay.
What about Buggles?
Huh?
Buggle chips.
What's up?
The finger chips. Buggles.
I gotta go. We gotta end the show.
This show's over, everybody. What are they called?
Buggles. Wait. Aren't they not called Buggles?
I can't, dude.
Oh, man.
What are they called?
All right, see you later, Drew. I'll put together a best of. Yeah, we did our best today, man. We tried. We had a good idea.
We all know what the cut of the day is at this point, right?
Yeah,
now.
Okay. Seriously. Like, why stay?
They're called Buggle chips. Yeah, you put them on all of your fingers and walk around.
You're making that up. There's nothing
maybe,
called that. Why are you making that up?
Maybe her mom bought her the bootleg Brooksville version, and they were Buggles.
What are they called?
What do you mean, what are they called?
Buggles. Buggle chips. You dip them in some nacho cheese.
This is the Buggles with the first video that was ever on MTV. Video killed the radio star.
I mean,
Joe, can you put the Buggle chips up on Bone TV? We'll have.
So you put the Buggles on your fingers?
Oh yeah, you fit them on all 10 fingertips.
And what do the Buggles taste like?
Like cheddar cheese, a little bit of corn. I love them Buggles.
So they're like. Are Buggles corn chips?
Yeah. Original flavor.
Right there?
Yeah, or the cheese.
That right there is what you're talking about on Bone TV.
Buggles. I don't know what's funny.
And you talk about this openly with your entire family? This is a thing that you guys have, and you all say that to each other, and no one ever said anything?
They're called Buggle chips.
She says it again, I'm going to explode.
Good times.
Why is there a trumpet on there?
What do you think?
I don't know.
Take a guess. It's not a trumpet.
She won't know what that is either.
You know what that is, that musical instrument?
Trumpet.
What do you think? What instrument do you think that might be?
Wasn't there a song?
Yes, but let's not give it away, Seth. I know you like to give
it away. No, I'm not going to give it away.
Okay.
Can I phone a friend?
Well, no. What
who'd you phone?
No, apparently not my mom, because she told me they were Buggles.
Oh, gosh.
So that's not a trumpet that Joey just showed on Moan TV, because the trumpet has little valves that make different notes. What instrument do you think that might be?
It's a horn. Not following. Enlighten me.
Enlighten her.
Was it a clothing line?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Phil, finish the statement. Excuse me, are those blank, blank jeans you're wearing?
JNCO jeans.
Buggle boy.
Apple bottom.
Buggle boy.
Buggle boy.
So that instrument right there in the top right, it's now the sixth member of Drugarama Live that Joey Flash is showing you right there.
I don't know.
I'm going to give you a hint. Okay. It's the same name as the snack.
Buggles.
So that instrument's a Buggle?
I am not familiar.
Oh, wow.
See, I feel like it's because she's on the radio, she's on the spot, that she's not thinking clearly.
Yeah?
That the answer's right. It's right there.
Mm.
Is it hidden in plain sight?
It's not even hidden.
No, yeah.
It's right there. It's right there.
The Buggle Boy.
So your entire life, you have believed that that those snacks are Buggles.
My whole life is a lie.
I mean, Buggles is much catchier. I like Buggles.
I'm going to make my own chips, and they're going to be called Buggles. And I'm going to have the pronunciation underneath in parentheses.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Drew Garabo Live, who's this?
Yeah, hi, this is Neil.
Hey, Neil, what's up, bud?
Listen, I thought Rotundo was a little smarter than that.
Well, you may call her Ms. Rotundo or Micah, sir, but...
And it's not Rotundo.
Micah.
Yeah. Micah.
Well, whatever. Yeah. You know, yeah. Come on.
All right, Google. Take it easy. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Yeah, I thought Michael was smarter than that. So Bugles, not on the list at all, but I'm certainly glad we got to go down that side road.
So that is your favorite snack, Micah? How do we even start this conversation?
The most underrated snacks.
Well, I think that should be on the list. It should be incorporated.
They will be, but both Buggles and Bugles will be incorporated in the list. Number three, Crackle, Mr. Goodbar, and 100 Grand, all the little miniature stupid chocolate bars that you get. Number two is my personal favorite. The Ding Dong. The Ding Dong. Now, the Ding Dong by Hostess, as you've known by listening to the show for any length of time, is the same thing as the Ring Ding made by the Drake's people. Now, Hostess made the Ding Dong, and then for some bizarre reason, they wanted to change that and make it a King Don.
A King what?
A King Don.
D-O-N?
D-O-N. They went from the Ring Ding... to the King Dong. King Dong. No.
King Dong.
No, sorry.
King Dong. Yes.
Sorry, no, I didn't say it. The Ding Dong went to the King Don. And then to make things even more confusing, the mascot was an amalgamation of the two called King Ding Dong.
And Dong?
King Ding Dong. And I have a t-shirt that says King Ding Dong on it, but it's a medium and it's a little too unflattering.
Why so much confusion? Like, what was it about this snack cake that just found it so hard to nail down a name for once and all?
I don't know what that mystical, and to me that was the best combination because you had the Devil's Food Cake, which is so superior to the Angel's Food Cake. The Devil's Food Cake surrounding a cream-filled snack with chocolate icing on top.
It is nice. I put it under there. And what's the difference with Ho-Ho? Where does a ho-ho fall into that, and why is it different?
So the ho-ho is very similar to the ding-dong. In fact, I think it's the same thing, but in a different shape. Let me look up the ho-ho shape. Yeah, the ho-ho had a cylindrical shape going on. So that's completely separate from the ding-dong and the king-don, which were the competitors of the ring-ding. So it was ring-ding versus ding-dong. Ring ding dong, ding a ding, ding ding dong, and then King Dong later. King Don came later.
Did the Dr. Dre song come before or after all these snacks?
Much after, and I don't think Dr. Dre helped with keep their heads ringing because it really furthered the confusion between ring ding dong and a ding a ding 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 dong.
Keep the heads
ring ring ding dong. Right, yeah.
It took me about three times on the show to say my favorite snack food of all time was a King Dong. With Drew mocking me for hours that I just stayed out of this conversation.
Yeah.
The party's going on. Thank God it's Friday.
Yeah.
Now this greatly confuses things because it makes you think of the ring ding dong, which isn't a thing. But king ding dong is a thing. So if you want to say ring ding ding dong, ring a ding ding dong, king dong. A lot of ring dings, a lot of ding dongs, a lot of king ding dongs, and King Don, but there's no King Dong.
Where's the Swiss cake roll fit into all this?
I'd say that's a perfectly rated snack. It's the clean version. Don't you worry. So call me Dracula. So I was just very happy that the Ring Ding / King Don / Ding Dong made it in as the number two most underrated snack of all time. I would put the Malamar up there because I don't think that anyone appreciates the Malamar like it deserves to be treated, but that's just a personal preference thing. So I thought I'd bring that to your attention today, and I did. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. When we come back, we'll run down some news stories. Shania Twain managed to, in one weekend, alienate pretty much everybody who's ever purchased a Shania Twain CD. Like, I wonder sometimes why people answer questions at all if they're in a position like a Shania Twain.
I must have missed what she said. The initial comments about
Yeah.
Trump?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So she lost half her fans with her initial comments, and then when she apologized for her comments, she lost the other half of her fans. A rough weekend for the former Mrs. Mutt Lange. We'll run down that and updated information on the apprehension of the Waffle House killer next.